Welcome back to HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen along with you. Well, we've got a lot going on today, so joining me right now this morning is a new member of the Upstate team, Dr. Lucy Barbera. Welcome. I understand that you are now a part of the Division of Child Life at Upstate Scalasano Children's Hospital and that you are an art therapist.
I am, and what a great team they have up there as well. There is a music therapist up there as part of the team.
Incredible. Tell us, what is an art therapist? What does an art therapist do?
An art therapist uses the arts in a psychological way. In other words, the arts are a language. They're a medium for individuals to express themselves and to reduce stress, to cope with anxiety, to make sense of trauma, to work through pain. So it's a unique form of communication. Some people call it a nonverbal form of communication, but there are verbal qualities to the expressive arts that come through.
I've always thought of the arts, the expressive arts, as having a healing quality. I know for me personally, I do some painting or writing or whatever, and it seems to me it makes a lot of sense. So give us some of the things that art therapy, well, what is art therapy? What do you do with patients? What okay. are some of the things that you do?
I think you're onto something in terms of the healing quality. There's prolific evidence-based research in the field that says that art therapy improves and enhances physical, mental, and emotional well-being of individuals participating in art therapy. What a typical art therapy session would involve would be to provide the patient with a variety of options, from painting to three-dimensional work through clay. I do a lot of phototherapy or photography therapy. So whatever the innate kind of leaning that the individual has, what appeals to them, they would have a choice. And then just participate in that art activity, whether it be to paint or, whether, as I said, to photograph or to sculpt out of clay or form something out of clay.
So give us a sense, who are your patients? I know it's at Upstate Scalasano
right now, the children on the inpatient 11th and 12th floor.
So you might be called in on a case where a child is there as an inpatient for a lengthy period of time for mm-hmm. treatment mm-hmm. or with some kind of a debilitating pain syndrome or something of that nature? Is that what
exactly.
happens?
There is an oncology hematology ward on the hospital, and oftentimes children come in and out for chemotherapy and ups and downs that go with that, the kinds of things that happen during those treatments, those wonderful treatments that we have available to them, the side effects, and, of course, the depression and wondering what's going to happen to me and what did I do wrong to be here and for this to be happening to me. So to have that, yesterday, in fact, I had a boy who said, you know, this is such a stress reliever for me. You know, it didn't have to be anything else. It didn't have to be a great painting that he produced. Just the fact that he was able to experience his participation in art therapy as a stress reliever, that he had that awareness, I thought was fantastic.
I think that's kind of unique, actually, for a child to be able to verbalize that. Does it help the parents, too?
Of course. Oftentimes, I'll be working with a child, and the parent will come right in and participate along with us, and that is just a wonderful therapy, because the parents oftentimes have just as much as maybe even more anxiety than the child and more awareness so that the anxiety can increase in that way. And a lot of responsibility. And it's just such a, you know, a 30-minute, 40-minute respite in their day as well.
Tell us about your background. How does one become an art therapist, or how did you?
I was fortunate, Linda. I studied with Natalie Rogers, who is Carl Rogers' daughter, the famous humanistic psychologist. And she is an art therapist, expressive arts therapist, and she took his person-centered approach and applied it to expressive arts therapy. So I was very, very fortunate in the late 80s, 90s to work with her at her institute and through Sonoma State University Psychology, get my expressive arts therapy degree that way. And I'm just thrilled to be here at the hospital. I feel like it is state-of-the-art place, the friendliest group of people I've ever worked with, and the team is just incredible. Not just the Child Life team, although the Child Life team is spectacular. The nurses, the doctors, I mean, it's just quality wherever I turn.
Have you seen in your experience, not just here at Upstate, because I know you're fairly new to Upstate, have you seen in your experience the effects, the positive effects of the kind of work that you're doing? I mean, what types of things do you see with children?
I have. I want to cite another instance here. A couple of weeks ago at the hospital, I was working with a child, and the nurse came in to do vitals and said, what's your pain level? And he said, 7. And then about a half hour later, another nurse came in and asked about his pain level, and he said 5. And when she left, I said, my goodness, you went from a 7 to a 5 on your pain level. And he looked at me, he said, it's the painting. I don't think about my pain when I'm painting. And he said, oh, by the way, it was a 10 before you came in.
Wow.
So it cut his pain in half.
That's really incredible.
Isn't that a beautiful story?
That really is. That's wonderful. Well, we are really lucky to have you here. I think there's going to be a lot of opportunity and a lot of things to learn. I think parents and children both can learn a lot from having this experience and opportunity to work with you. While they're inpatients, they can carry a lot of this back to their home environments as well.
Absolutely.
So I want to thank you so much for coming in, and I'm glad that you're here in Central New York. How are you liking Central New York?
I'm loving it.
Absolutely loving it. Well, you worked in upstate New York at one point, no?
In upstate in Ulster County, I've worked many, many years, but
wonderful.
Not this far up north.
Well,
Linda,
thank you so much. Welcome so much. We're so glad to have you here.
Thank you so much.
My guest has been Dr. Lucy Barbera. She's an art therapist with the Division of Child Life and the Upstate Golisano's Children's Hospital. And I want to thank her very much for coming in.